A former BC Summer Games gold medal-winning sailor from Nanaimo is teaming with a peer from New Brunswick to race off the coast of France this fall. Benjamin Daniel, 27, along with Sarah Nicholson, 25, will represent Canada in the 2024 Offshore Double-Handed World Championship, beginning Wednesday, September 25, in Lorient, France. In an email, Daniel said the event is similar to other types of sailboat racing, but there are only two people aboard and they will be doing long-distance races as opposed to multiple short-day races. The first qualification race is about a 100-mile circuit along the coast of France, he said. There are several islands in the area that look like they will be used as marks of the course, however the race committee can change the course to suit the weather conditions. If we do well in the first race, we qualify for the finals race, which will be similar, but approximately twice as long. With Sail Canada, the country's governing sailing body, focusing on the Olympics, it wasn't considering an entry for the World Offshore event, but Daniel and Nicholson convinced them. We worked out the costs and went back to Sail Canada with a proposal to try to crowdfund the required money for the event, Daniel said. Sail Canada was open to this and then nominated us as the Canadian team for the event. Daniel trains in the Caribbean and has never sailed in France, and said that hopefully he and his teammate can find advantages by approaching the course with a fresh set of eyes. My goal is to qualify for the finals race, he said. We are definitely the underdogs going into this, as other teams seem to have significantly more funding to spend on training and coaching, but I already feel like we have done well just to get ourselves to the event and we just need to sail fast and everything should work out. He said he normally doesn't train under the conditions expected in France. I do most of my sailing in the Caribbean, which is warm and has extremely consistent wind, Daniel said. France will definitely be colder, and I expect the wind will be more affected by the land as we sail up and down the coast. I have also heard that there is a lot of current in the area. Luckily, BC also has huge amounts of current, so I feel pretty confident in being able to tackle that. The elimination races take place Wednesday and Thursday, Sept. 25-26. The top five teams from each of the races will qualify for the final, which takes place Sunday, September 29.